Welcome to KCPW's Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah history.
Most Utahns have heard the tale of how a flock of California gulls swooped down and gorged themselves on a horde of crickets chewing their way through the Mormon pioneers' harvest. Fewer people are familiar with the saga of the English sparrow. First introduced to Utah to control the local population of fruit-destroying insects, the sparrow was later targeted for wholesale destruction by a law passed 119 years ago this week. English sparrows came to the Utah Territory in the 1870s as part of a plan to kill the codling moth and other bugs who threatened the Salt Lake Valley's fruit harvest. Community-minded businessmen bought and released the first sparrows into the valley with the idea that they would breed quickly. The Salt Lake Tribune derisively reported that the sparrows reproduced faster than even the Mormons and would quickly take care of the moth problem if people just left them alone. Unfortunately for the English sparrow, Utahns' attitudes quickly shifted from preservation to destruction. By the 1880s, Salt Lake's newspapers were calling the bird a nuisance worthy of annihilation. People discovered the sparrows can be noisy, destructive, and not easily intimidated. With this in mind, the territorial legislature passed a law telling counties they could pay bounties on dead sparrows, as well as other so-called pests, including coyotes, jackrabbits, bears, and gophers. The story of the English sparrow highlights the often unintended consequences of human intervention in nature. What Utahns first believed would be an easy solution to a complex problem turned out not to be a solution at all. Instead of wiping out Utah's fruit-destroying bugs, sparrows eventually overran the region. For better or worse, the English sparrow is here to stay. Sources consulted in the creation of this and other Beehive Archive episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. KCPW's Beehive Archive is a production of the Utah Humanities Council.
I'm Brandon Johnson. Please visit us online at kcpw.org.